6:30, Chet, and the stroke. Not to be confused with the strike. Traffic is not too bad today. Penny will have a closer look in about 10 minutes. It's 23 before 4 o'clock. This is Rob Christie. I've got your AccuWeather and Street Heart coming up.
I got your messages.
Oh, thank you. What do you got?
Let's see here. Lori Wallace Lynch from the Mayfield Inn called.
Uh-huh.
She left a number.
Okay.
Your wife called?
Yeah.
June from the Drillers.
June, oh, yeah, yes, June Royce. Yeah.
She's coming in this afternoon.
Oh, well, we'll have the welcome mat ready for June.
And there's a lost here. A guy came down in person.
Let me see that. Brown briefcase.
You see? Yeah, it's brown briefcase. That's right, it is.
Who wrote this?
I think it's Yvonne.
She missed her calling. She should have been a doctor. Brown briefcase without zipper or lock. Lost February 13th. That would be Saturday on the south side around 104th Street and 82nd Avenue. There's a reward of $25 in it for you if you find it. And I'm sure this gentleman would sure appreciate its return as he came down here in person, you say.
Uh-huh.
The number is 435-2661.
Ford of Canada and its dealers declare Car Wars with cash rebates. The battle is on with Ford's barrage of cash rebates on these Ford and Mercury cars and light trucks. Cash rebates direct from Ford on Ford Mustang, Fairmont, and Granada. Mercury Capri, Zephyr, and Cougar. Ford F-Series pickups, Bronco, Courier, and Econoline. Select your model. Buy and take delivery February 8th through April 3rd, and you get $500 cash rebate on new 81 models. $750 cash rebate on new 82 models. And $2,000 cash rebate on new 82 Continentals. Details at participating Ford and Mercury dealers. Car Wars cash rebates direct from Ford. The battle is on, and you can win.
People come first at IGA.
Catch up the thrifty way. Do your grocery shopping at IGA. Nabob Extra Yield Coffee, 369 grams, $2.59. And treat the whole family to Rise and Shine Orange Flavor Crystals. 4 by 92 grams, 99 cents.
You're the one who makes our day. Look at you, you're number one. People come first at IGA.
It's an expansion sale at International Stereo. We're celebrating the opening of two new BC stores with expansion sale savings chain-wide. Like Pickering AM2 magnetic cartridges, half price at $19.97. Dual fully auto turntables, just $168. Or deluxe audio stands, only $77. And with any sale price Sennheiser headphone purchase, we'll give you a t-shirt free. Now, during International Stereo's expansion sale.
International Stereo, we shop the world.
Check the sun Monday and Friday.
AccuWeather, cloudy and windy tonight. Sunny, milder tomorrow and Thursday. Rich Heller will have the details on that for you tomorrow morning with Bruce Morning Breath Bowie. And the high tomorrow is somewhere between 0 and plus 3, so that should be nice. It's minus 9 with Street Heart at 6:30, Chet.
different work, and his heart was known to none. He left his arm and went his lone and solitary way, and he gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. Fate. He tried to be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait. He earned his love through discipline, a thundering velvet hand. His gentle means of sculpting souls took me years to understand. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old. But his blood runs through my instrument, and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. My brother's lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado when I'm not in some hotel, living out this life I've just and come to know so well.
Overtones being about Jesus Christ, the leader of the band. I wonder if he had roadies. That's Dan Fogelberg on 630 Chad. This is Rob Christie at 348. That, by the way, is from the album The Age of Innocence. Speaking of which, here's a... Yeah. Benny's
That's
at the
good.
Age
like
now.
That.
Yeah, you like that? Okay, just keep it quiet and I'll get it through here. Okay. Benny's at the age now when she said she doesn't mind men who kiss and tell. She needs all the advertising she could get. Anyway,
I tell
listen.
It good.
Yes,
all
listen,
right.
I want to mention something here. I know you'll get a kick out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Driving by 4th Avenue today, on 4th Avenue, by the CP Yards. They got a whole bunch of flat cars there. Mm-hmm. Guess what's on them?
ATS buses.
Yeah.
Someone called. Yeah, a lady called this morning in the newsroom with that. Isn't that funny?
They're going to be out of date by the time the strike's over. What's happening?
Anyways, okay, South Side is really bad. Millwoods area, 37th Avenue and 65th Street, as well as 35th Avenue, 93rd Street. A couple of accidents. And then again at 63rd Avenue and 105th Street, a two-car collision. and piling things up. 44th Avenue and Calgary Trail, which is going to be a real problem for some people. North end of town, 122nd Avenue and 105th Street. An accident is blocking traffic in that area. Those are the early ones. I don't even want to think about what it's going to be like in another half hour. I'm Penny Craig with your CHED Traffic Connection. This report brought to you by ColorFast. Take your pictures where you know they'll turn out best. ColorFast with 15 convenient locations.
Here's a terrific opportunity to make your Valentine's Day from Waterbed Warehouse. The Waterbed Warehouse Valentine's Day Sale. Very special deals on waterbeds, comforters, pillow shams, and decorator pillows. The Sandman from Waterbed Warehouse is a gorgeous single or queen-size waterbed in your choice of white or brown upholstering. The Sandman features an AM-FM stereo clock radio in the headboard and includes frame, mattress, liner, standard pedestal, and CSA-approved heater. Normally, the Sandman is a great value at just $649, but now for your Valentine, you pay only $499 and save $150. Plus, if your Valentine is a youngster, the mate's bed from Waterbed Warehouse is now just $379. You save $110. Our Valentine's values also include first quality satin comforters for just $99, pillow shams for $20, and decorator pillows in heart shapes, rounds, and squares for just $5.99 each. Have a heart for your Valentine's at Waterbed Warehouse at 8170 50th Street off the Sherwood Park Freeway and 10235 178th Street next to Westgate Chevrolet.
We've been giving Albertans the chance to buy Teen Burgers 2-for-1 at A&W, and we've given out thousands of A&W root beers. Well, we've just started. Now, if you fill out the entry form on the back of your hotspot, you're eligible to win a Sony Walkman every Friday afternoon from the Stereo Sound Shop, 142nd and Stony Plain Road. And there's more. Your 630 Jet hotspot could win you a trip to beautiful Lake Okanagan Resort. The trip includes airfare for two, weekend accommodations at BC's most luxurious summer resort, all ground transportation, and $150 spending money. Just think of it. After suntanning, if you're tired of playing tennis or golf, you can always have a sauna or hot tub. The trip is worth $1,200, and we'd love to give you one. Pick up a hot spot from A&W. We'll be looking for it on your back window when we cruise in the CHED van. You could be a winner from Sony, Lake Okanagan Resort, and 630 CHED.
He rocked his way through yesterday. Lord, he thought he had a chance. He played guitar and wrote some tunes of love and romance. He did his share of traveling like a dog without a home. A fugitive who would rather give a star than never shone. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? No one ever warned for rock and roll is a vicious game. Said he wouldn't get lit around or caught up in the games or end up in a gallery of faces with no name. And rock and roll was in his soul, the music was a friend. He recorded a song that made us sing along, and he was on the road again. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? Ever won before. Rock and roll is a vicious game. His heart to us, he gave us what he could. We sympathized and harmonized, he made us all feel good. But it's funny how those things can change and time can pass us by. Songs that moved us so easily no longer make us cry. Now isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? No one ever warned the boy rock and roll is a vicious game.
is a vicious game at 6:30. Chet, Rick Springfield is up next with a cut from the album Working Class Dog. It's 3:54, and our Chet Good Gal today is Paula Weil, who's with Hello Deli. Have you ever been to Hello Deli? They're on 124th Street, right around 7th Avenue, if I remember correctly. Got the world's greatest smoked meat. Just great stuff. Hope we've been able to make this day kind of special for you, Paula, and keep up the great work and turning out that great food, too. If you've got somebody in mind for a good guy or gal, all it takes is a card or letter to me with all the details, and we'll make sure they have a special day set aside for them.
If your taste buds are in the mood for something tantalizing, something really delectable, treat them to a meal at Franklin's. Enjoy an appetizing menu with savory items like tender steaks, zesty lasagna, one of Franklin's famous pizzas, or their latest addition, ribs, to satisfy and delight your senses even more. Enjoy Franklin's on 111th Avenue and 120th Street, or their new location with the Jungle Lounge on the Mayfield Road. Your taste buds will love you for it.
Right now, Mazatlan is on sale. You can sail away to Mazatlan, Mexico and save $480 per couple on a Sunflight holiday. Stay at the Holiday Inn, superb accommodation directly on the beach for 7 or 14 nights and experience true relaxation. Flights leave Edmonton Municipal Airport every Sunday, starting February 28th until March 28th. Call your travel agent today.
Skiing is one sport which offers a wide variety of attractions to its participants. There's the sheer exhilaration of challenging a slope, the speed, the finesse, and of course the just plain fun of it. But it's the kind of sport that demands you know what you're doing, and that's where Rabbit Hill comes in. If you'd like to brush up on your ski technique, give them a call. Besides private lessons, Rabbit Hill offers a wide variety of adult and children's lessons. Call 955-2121 or come on out. Turn west of Ellerslie and follow the signs.
Smez's been on a lot of television lately, the American Music Awards, and saw him on Solid Gold, the show Solid Gold on the weekend. Rick Springfield and Love Is All Right tonight at 6:30, Chet.
Tonight I'm crawling out from it. 8 degrees at 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. This is Dave Roberts with your Jet News Update. AccuWeatherman Ken Clark is taking a bite on some dark bird right now. And we'll tell you why right after Randy Kilburn lays out the local sports. First, though, RCMP in Calgary have two suspects under arrest now in the murders of two young women south of that city recently. Calgary newsman Tony King was at the RCMP news conference explaining what they have found out about the incidents.
Well, what they said at the news conference was that they have arrested two men in connection with the murders of Debbie Stevens from High River and Lori Boyd from Okotoks. The two men, one is 33-year-old Robert Edward Brown of Blackie, Alberta. The other one is 29-year-old James Edward Peters of No Fixed Address, Calgary.
King says the RCMP feel pretty confident they have the right people, and they're now seeing if there are any more links between these men and other unsolved murders. Two women's bodies were found badly burned after they were killed. Stevens died in December, and Boyd's body was found late last month after she was kidnapped. There were two more armed robberies in our city today, the latest at the Royal Bank, 10104 79th Street. That's where a lone male walked in with a letter that said he had a gun. Although no gun was seen, he was taken off with the money when they last saw that bandit. Another man walked into the Happy Pop store in Castle Downs this morning. He said he had a gun. They didn't see it, but he still got the cash. Courthouse was the scene of the rape trial of a man accused of assaulting two teenagers.
The jury is still out in the Moose Leg murder case. In another courtroom, they're hearing about a bush party near Fort Saskatchewan last summer. No one knew who was organizing it, but maps were circulating around the Londonderry Mall. Two 16-year-old girls would arrive at the big bonfire past midnight and mingle with several hundred other people. There was lots of liquor and lots of music. These two girls would eventually go into the bushes for a moment of privacy that they say would stretch into an eternity of terror. One of the girls was smashed in the face by someone in the bushes. The man in the shadows grabbed her by the hair, hit her, kicked her, knocked her down, and then told both girls if they screamed or tried to run, he would kill them both. Then both girls say they were assaulted. A man in his early 20s denies the accusations. His trial is now underway. At the courthouse, Bob Layton.
You have heard this term before, and for the next little while, you will likely hear it time and time again. Edmonton is strike city with transit nurses out. Although the nurses walked out today, there are some of them defying their union calls and working in the hospital. Some, as a matter of fact, inside the Royal Alex's neonatal ward. But this doesn't seem to bother the other union members walking the cement outside. One nurse out there says the working nurses are sending their pay to the strike fund. This nurse says they never really wanted to walk out in the first place.
It is. It's unfortunate that we have to be cornered into a position like this. And nobody wants to strike. Nobody ever wants to, that's for sure. But I think we all believe that firmly and stand behind our union.
UNA Executive Director Simon Renoff says this strike could last a long time. He's not altogether sure just how long, but he says the Alberta Hospital Association will now have to settle the dispute without the help of the province. Transit workers still forcing you to find other ways home, and not only here in Edmonton, but this strike is affecting St. Albert and Strathcona County as well. It's because bus drivers there are on contract from the city. St. Albert's transportation engineer is Tim Chow. He says there is some service out there right now, but not much.
We have a peak hour service by school buses, you know, like supplemented by school buses. Those school buses are still running at like a peak hour service to us. Now, so what happened right now is those school buses, which act actually as a transit bus during those times, will run during the peak hours in the morning and in the afternoon.
The province and that city have just finished a study on transportation in St. Albert. Recommendations from that call for the city to operate its own system. But Charles says they will have to look long and hard at this one since it is a costly adventure. Jet News time is 4 minutes after 4 o'clock, minus 8 degrees in Edmonton. Remember to call the 426 Newsline if you do see something happening. Jet pays many monthly cash awards and $1,000 for the best tip of the year. And while we mourn the strikes, there is some good news. It is coming from Housing Minister Tom Chambers. Says the Alberta Family Home Purchase Program has been extended to couples without children now. And the reason for this is a slack market.
The control measures that we put on did cause a slackening of the demand, which is the intent. So that the 200 additional million that we'd added last September wouldn't do through the fiscal year. So those changes were effective.
But if you want a chance to get on board this offer, you best act fast. It ends at the end of March, and Chambers isn't saying if they will continue it after that. K-Day's association could certainly use some financial assistance. As a matter of fact, they say they will die a slow and painful death without a hefty grant from the city's Economic Affairs Committee. But Edmonton Northlands' Colin Forbes hope it lives. He and the Northlands people especially like to see the Klondike theme continue.
No, I think that the Klondike Days theme has been established now 19 years. I think it has proven that the people who go out of their way to take part in the Klondike Days events, whether they be at the exhibition itself or in the downtown activities, have enjoyed themselves over those 19 years.
And he says should K-Day's association die, Edmonton Northlands will take the ball and run with it to see that theme stay in Edmonton. The economy has certainly been a factor in the demise of a local real estate firm. C.R. Nichols with that.
Long one of the major forces in real estate in this city, Buxton Realty, called its staff together at noon yesterday to give them the news. The manager of the West End branch says the local firm just cannot break even anymore. It's the second local real estate firm to go belly up. A few years ago, Graham Realty was in the same position. Staffers will likely get jobs at Spencer Real Estate, which has an agreement with Buxton to guarantee work for those who want it. The West End manager says the tough economic times will see other realty companies in the same dire straits before too long. C.R. Nichols, CHED News.
Chuck McDonald with the Edmonton Chamber of Commerce is surprised about the demise, but firms go down all the time, he says.
There'll always be a lot of businesses going under. In Alberta, there's so many opportunities to go into business, and the basic two reasons why businesses go under is lack of financial capital and lack of proper management. And with people be able to start up a business here pretty easy, you're going to have a lot go under just for those two basic reasons.
Tomorrow, the All Sands Consortium is holding a news conference to say what they plan to do about that. Today, Energy Minister Merv Leach talked. He believes development of Alberta's oil sands and heavy oil reserves are crucial if Canada's to be energy self-sufficient by 1990. But Leach says the country will need additional developments of the oil sands within that time frame. He says oil reserves off the East Coast and in the Beaufort Sea would provide for Canada's needs by the end of the decade. There's little hope of finding more survivors from the Mechanic Tarasov, a Soviet container ship which sank in the Atlantic this morning off the coast of Newfoundland. At least 21 men are known dead, and 14 or 15 others are still listed as missing. Federal investigation is set to begin into yesterday's sinking of the oil rig Ocean Ranger. The offshore platform sank off the coast of Newfoundland, apparently killing all 84 members of the crew. Five of those members were from Alberta. And the space shuttle is on the launch pad, 5 days ahead of schedule. Since preparation for the Columbia's third flight is going so well, officials are considering moving up the launch. It's now planned, though, for March 22nd. Randy Kilburn will have local sports when the 4 o'clock update continues.
Sunshine Village Resort wants you to shake and bake on the hottest spring ski holiday ever. Bake under the hot sun as you ski our great spring snow. Shake every night to good times in the Sunshine Inn. Spring ski packages are happening in May. $164 a weekend, $299 for a week. Book now by calling the Sunshine Inn, 762-3383. The Shake and Bake Ski Holiday at Sunshine Village Resort. It's hot.
Jack Nicholson. In Cuckoo's Nest, he took on an insensitive, uncaring establishment from the inside and brought you to tears. Now, in his new movie, The Border, he takes on another corrupt system. Once again, Jack Nicholson will move you to tears and to outrage. The Border from Universal Pictures.
See The Border at the Meadowlark, Plaza 2 and Odeon 1.
Good afternoon. It's minus 8 degrees the day after 4. I'm Kevin Wilson with your 6:30 Chet Sport Report. CFL college draft today. Toronto went first, picking 22-year-old Mike Kirkley, the University of Western Ontario. He's a running back. The Eskimos had 8 selections in the 6 rounds. A very surprising passover in those 6 rounds. No one claimed University of Alberta wide receiver Peter Enshenko. U of A receiver Troy Cicchetti went in the first round, taken by BC. Bob Pulford's the coach of the Chicago Blackhawks for the rest of the season. Last night, after a loss to the Vancouver Canucks, Keith Magnuson quit, saying it was for the good of the club. In action tonight, the New York Islanders take on Pittsburgh. Montreal plays Colorado. Winnipeg's in Quebec. Calgary hosts Hartford. And Buffalo's in St. Louis. Now with local sports. Here's Randy Kilburn.
Well, 8 games were played in the Federation Juvenile B League last night. Provincial News and Cash Construction played to a 5-5 tie. Midwest Lumber edged the West End Bruins 2-1. Alberta Chain just got past Ace Lang Homes 4-3. Skona Legion had no trouble in getting by the Edmonton JCs 8-2. Kipps Accounting hammered the Kilkenny Comets 7-3. The Fort Trail Bronx and the Beverly Warriors played to a 4-4 tie. Curtis Hoover edged the Hardesty Flames 5-4, and the Knights of Columbus Crusaders got by the KFC Centennial 6-2. There are 4 games in Major Bantam AA tonight, 2 of them over at Kenilworth Arena. The first has the Knights of Columbus Columbians playing Pardee Equipment. The Knights of Columbus Squires take on Scott Pump. First game faces off at 6:15, the second game at 8:45. The other 2 games tonight in Major Bantam are at Jasper Place Arena. At 6:15, it's Edmonton Motors playing Challenger Drilling, and at 8:45, it's Genstar taking on the Southgate Lions. That's Ched's local sports monitor. I'm Randy Kilburn. We'll check out AccuWeather next.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Keep the secret from Granada. I've been renting for a year now. Something's happening that really is quite queer now. Suddenly my rent is lower. Is their accountant getting slower? Even with their super service, the rent's going down, you know, it really makes me nervous. Don't they know about inflation? Don't they know the situation still? They say the rent will keep going down. Use 2 and 3, I don't know how. Hey, Granada, it's a mystery. Costs have gone up all through history. Your service is super. Your set's the latest. Hey, Granada TV rental, you're the greatest.
Granada now rents video cassette recorders, too, for less than you think. In Edmonton, call 423-1273 or see the yellow pages for the showroom nearest you.
You'll get a bag full of bargains during the Dollar Day sales at all Goodwill stores between February 25th and 27th. You pay only $2 for as much winter clearance merchandise as you can stuff into a plastic Dollar Days bag. For full details, call any Goodwill store at 426-2255. Again, with the man Ken Clark is on the line. Ken, it's time for an explanation. There are about 500,000 people in this city wanting to know what went wrong with your forecast yesterday.
You know what I'm eating here is mighty good.
Well, what's that you're eating there?
It's baked crow.
Baked crow. I think you deserve that.
Really delicious. I don't have it too often, but when I have it, I deserve it.
You deserved it today.
I certainly did.
Tell us why.
Well, you know, yesterday we're saying, yes, no way it could, it was going to be a very mild day today. Temperatures +3 to +6. It just didn't happen that way. And the reason being is the following. I'll try not to get too complicated for everybody. The air is very, very warm, not too far up in the atmosphere right now. If you go 1,000 feet up, it's right now +5. That's all we needed today to verify. The trouble is cold air is trapped here at the surface because there is no wind. It's what we call an inversion, or the cold air is trapped in the lowest levels of the atmosphere. What we needed to happen today is for the wind to blow. It did not blow because of a little weak low pressure area to our south. Therefore, we never got that warm air down here at the surface. We hope that will take place tomorrow and Thursday. In fact, we're pretty sure it will take place tomorrow and Thursday. Trouble is, it's going to happen about 6 hours too late.
And if that does happen, though, and like it should, we're going to see some warm temperatures.
We are going to see some warm temperatures, at least 0 to plus 3 tomorrow, and probably near or just slightly below 0 on Thursday. Really, no matter what the temperatures are tomorrow and Thursday, one, they should be milder than today, especially tomorrow. Two, they won't be nearly as cold as we had to put up with in January and early February. And three, we don't see any of that kind of cold weather coming in the near future. So I have some good news after my explanation of why the bad news for today.
Well, we'll take it and enjoy.
I hope you enjoy. This crow is awful good. I got to get back to it.
Okay, we'll leave you to that.
Well, I don't know if I'd like that at all. Calgary right now +7 degrees, but it's only -8 in downtown Edmonton. That's the 4 o'clock update. I'm Dave Roberts with Rob Christie and Hull & Oates on 630 CHED.
on traffic, and she'll be checking in just a few moments. Crispy in the car at 4:17. I've got Billy Joel coming up, the Pointer Sisters, the Cars, the Stones, Diane with the Another World Update, and tickets to see Hoyt Axton, who's going to be in Cook County this week. Here's Quarter Flash. My heart at 6:30, Chad. You got Christy in the car, 20 after 4. Hi, Penny.
Hi, Rob.
Boy, were those nurses angry yesterday.
Yeah.
And they're on the picket line today. I hear one guy at the Royal Alex wanted a bedpan, and one of them said, "Here, catch!"
Oh, dear. And I used to work in a hospital. That thing never would have happened. No. They're nice people, those nurses.
Tender, loving care.
Anyways, I'm going to tell you about the traffic, and it's not going to be pleasant. South Side, especially. Millwood's 37th Avenue, 65th Street, 63rd Avenue, and 105th Street. An accident to look out for. Then 35th Avenue and 93rd Street, and 44th Avenue and Calgary Trail. So it's going to be kind of tough if you're heading south. Downtown is really bad. Well, not really bad. It's starting to get really bad. 109th Street southbound, and that's no surprise, but it's going to get worse. I guess that's all I can say. North Edmonton, 122nd Avenue and 105th Street, and 97th Street northbound, getting awfully crowded. Same with southbound on Fort Road, approaching 66th Street. So, no matter how you look at it, it's not going to be a whole lot of fun, unless you picked up a hitchhiker that you kind of like. I'm Penny Craig with your Ched Traffic Connection. This report brought to you by your friendly neighborhood Safeway store.
I keep a sharp eye out for Eaton's Glump. I shop surprise sale Thursday every month. I get the best sale prices right up front. It never fails. I shop the sale. I get myself to Eaton's right on time.
You miss a bride sale Thursday, it's a crime. There's special items and bargains of all kinds. Yes, without fail, I shop the sale. As sure as my old beat-up guitar strums, I'm always happy when surprise sale comes. I spend my cash to get those special plums. I'm glad to pay surprise sale day.
Eaton's Super Surprise Sale, Thursday.
Worried about a transit strike? Stick it out with your Traffic Connections 630 check. If you stick out your thumb, no hitchhiking on the roads is illegal. Down on the sidewalk and do it in pairs. All the city's bus stops are courtesy zones for drivers and riders. So are six other designated areas. Nate, City Hall, Centennial Library, the Bay, Jasper Avenue across from the Bay, and the University. Parking regulations are enforced as usual, but you can load and unload passengers at those locations. Stay on the go with your Traffic Connections 630 Chad.